Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, here at the round table, and we welcome you this morning. Trying out a new headset today, and if you can hear me well, let's see, let's switch for it for a moment here. Please, if you can hear me, hit one, and then you can click back off. Let's see. That way I know that I'm being heard. Okay. I don't know. I think that's what she did. I'm not sure. Okay. All right. If not, just text me and tell me you're not hearing me, and we'll go from there. Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, here at the round table with mothers and daughters from around the world. It is a beautiful morning, I tell you. I'm up this morning, and I'm just thinking, I said, Lord, you know, it's just such a blessing. I think sometimes we just get so complacent that we just take for granted that we're going to wake up in the morning. We just take for granted that we're going to walk through the day and that everything that we plan for the day that we're going to accomplish, we just take for granted for that. And sure, you got to believe that. But you also got to just think, who grants that, gives us that privilege? Who gives us the things that we desire from our heart? It's our great Father. It's our Father. I can't imagine getting up in the morning without giving thanks. Time as my eyes open, I said, thank you, God. See, it's just automatic. You know, we can build a habit in a lot of different ways, but that's a good habit to develop. I mean, just time as I mean, the moment my eyes pop open, the first thing coming out of my mouth is thank you, God. Because I just trained myself to do it. It just happens automatically. It just automatically, and you can do that. And Father God, we just want to thank you this morning for Blog Talk Radio to be able to provide internet service that we can come on and speak to mothers and daughters around the world. Father God, I personally thank you for choosing me and giving me the assignment that you've given me with mothers and daughters. I can't think of a better assignment. And Father God, I ask that the Holy Spirit lead and guide me and direct so that I can do the finished work that God, that Jesus started out doing, and to be able to allow the Holy Spirit to speak your words through me, not my words, your words. Father God, this morning, I'm just so excited, in love with what's going on with the ministry, and I just want to thank you this morning. When I surrendered, when I discovered that I was not in control, and when I surrendered, I said, okay, I'll take you where I need you to go. And Father God, I thank you for that this morning. I just want to thank all of the listeners, all of the mothers and daughters that have been listening for 5.5 years. I just want to thank you. I don't even have a clue who they are. With the internet, you don't know who's listening. I have people say to me all the time, oh, I heard what you said. I'm like, oh, really? Yeah, from the internet. So when we click social medias, we don't know who's out there. But I know the Holy Spirit is penetrating into the mind, the heart of mothers and daughters around the world. And I know he's doing it. I know he's doing it. And they're being blessed. So I thank you this morning. And I appreciate you. And I ask that you have a special blessing on mothers and daughters around the world. And those blessings just penetrate through the entire family, fathers and sons. Because each of us had to make a transition through that person, that woman called mother. I thank you in Jesus' name. Okay, so let's see here. Let's see what the Lord has for us today. It is amazing. I am Dr. Bessie. I'm your host. I am honored to be here on Saturday mornings. I look forward to it. Sometimes my little fingers can't type fast enough as the Holy Spirit is speaking to me, but I don't worry about that. The reason I don't worry about it is because no matter what my fingers are typing, when the Holy Spirit gets ready to go in another direction, he does that. So now, I truly enjoy it. Really, just to see, because I don't know, I'm like you. I don't know. Someone said to me once, you know, can you tell us what you're going to talk about? I said, I don't know. I really don't. Wasn't trying to be funny or anything, because I don't know. And it amazes me because I'm being taught. And he give me, you know, he's not going to leave me blind. He'll give me some sense of where we're going. Don't you think for a moment that I have all knowing of what I'm doing on Saturday mornings? Trust me. You know, I love to get on here and say, oh, I know what I'm doing. I know what the next word is. I know what we say. I wouldn't really love that. But, I mean, that would have been the old typical body kind of ego thing going. I don't know. I don't know. As a minister, I remember times I was in church. And the pastor would preach on something, and I would sit back there, and literally sometimes I think, is he talking to me? Yeah, because what happens is that the Holy Spirit know you. The Holy Spirit know you. The Holy Spirit know what he wants you to hear. And so when you hear it, the first thing you think, somebody done told your business. You think somebody done said, because see, that's the enemy. He wants you to think that. Yeah, and God forbid if you told somebody. Some people have stopped speaking to people because their stuff showed up. And they thought someone told it. But it's not. The Holy Spirit, if you ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you, you're going to be led and guided, and you're going to be reminded of things. And the enemy don't want you to know that you're being schooled and trained and strengthening through the Holy Spirit. He wants you to think, oh, somebody don't like you. That's what he wants you to think. Don't get off into that. That's what he wants you to think. How many times have I sit and walk out and feel like, you know, you hear people say, Lord, Pastor really stepped on my toes today. And if you're honest, most of you probably have said that if you go to church. Because you're not going to go in the church and sit down in front of God and think God is not going to remind you in his house what you're doing. In his house, you're going to come in there and you don't think that something is going to be said to you. That's why you go. You go to hear the word. And the word is not always going to be pleasant. So stop blaming the pastor. Stop blaming the messenger. They can say, put your big girl panties on and just say, yeah, I take it because it's me. I had to just say, you know what? They don't, and I know he didn't know me, because I don't get to know people like that. Especially the pastor. Yeah, I'm going to hear you, but not my personal business. I don't tell that. So I knew the Lord was speaking to me. And you better take it as a warning. These are warnings that God give us. And he's going to come in two or three different ways. He's going to keep coming, and he's going to keep telling you. He's going to keep reminding you. He's trying to save you. He's trying to save you and me. That's what he's trying to do. Some people say, well, you know, I got saved, and Jesus saved me. Yeah, salvation. But you can miss it. Don't think because you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can go out there and do anything you want to do. Not the way it works. You can't go do anything you want to do. And if you really accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you really working out of love, as we talked about last week, the things that you used to do, you can't do those anymore. So if you're still dealing in mess, you ain't got it together yet. You got to keep coming. Keep coming. Because love won't allow you to do those things. Love won't allow you to say things, negative things about people. Love won't allow you to do that. The Holy Spirit told me, we're going to be talking about love. He said, if mothers and daughters can get this thing called love, get a hold of it. Feel it in your spirit. Just take some time and sit back and meditate on it. You're so busy. You know, we run. But at the end of the day, it doesn't mean anything. A meeting over here, doing this and going shopping, doing that. No time to spend meditating on the love of God. I'm talking about just stop, shut down, meditation, cut everything off, go in the closet, close the door, turn the phones off, just sit. I'm going to come into your presence. Just sit. Just listen. Hear what he has to say. Tell you one thing. You let cancer jump on your body. You let diabetes jump on your body. You let mental health jump on your body and in your mind. You let a leg stop working or an arm stop working. You don't know how to take the time. All of a sudden, you got some time. You got some time. Now, Lord, I guess, Lord, oh, here come the cry. So we have to understand that these are things that you build it up so you can have the weapons that you need. So when temptation comes, you got the word. That's your weapon. And mothers, this is nothing new to you. This has been from the beginning of time. You've heard children, your friends, especially your brothers, they would say, Lord, if I thank God for my mama. My mama prayed me out the street. I could have been dead, the stuff that I was doing. Now, those guys, they'll throw that thing out there. My mama prayed me back. Or they'll say, my grandmother, which is what? Your mother's mother. Or your father's mother. But it's a mother that went before God and said, God, that's my child. You gave him to me. And I'm asking in the name of Jesus that he come in, that she comes in. See, as a mother, we have that authority. We have that power over the children. That's why I say you have to use your words very carefully. What you say can damage a child. You're born and someone taking care of you, feeding you, and you're in the energy and you're in their presence 24 hours a day, you know, you pick up on that spirit. You trust that person. There's a trust. First, you love them. You love them. And then you trust your mommy. You trust her. You know, I mean, you don't know nobody else. A baby is not in the presence of too many people when she is born. She's with her mother. The father's off working. The mother's doing it. Now, I know today, a lot of times, the babies are sent off to the nursery. For that, most mothers spend, what, 5 to 6 weeks, sometimes 3 months. What's the purpose of that? It's to connect to that baby so that baby will know, I'm your mother. I'm your mother. And you spend the time with her. You kiss on her. You play with her. You laugh. You talk to her. You're building that bond. You're building that security. I'm the one that you come to when you need someone. You need something. When you cry, I'm coming. I'm coming. You can trust me. You can depend on me. I'm going to put you in the best place I possibly can, and I'm going to make sure I monitor that they are doing what they can and that you're not mistreated. I'm going to protect you. And when I pick you up in the evening, I want to know how was your day. I want to kiss on you. I want to love on you. And when you come into the nursery, you see that little girl come running, Mommy, 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 because she knows that's my mama. She loves me. Came back to get me. She just didn't leave me. So that's what we want to talk about today. We want to talk about love, trust, and faith. Having faith. So you might want to call your friend and ask them to dial in 347-539-5078. Communicate with us. They can click 1. Because our today's topic is mother and daughter faith. And I'm your host, Dr. Bessie. And we're going to get right into faith today. Mother and daughter faith. Like I said last week, we talked about love. We talked about love. Mother and daughter love. And for newcomers that are coming on, we base our message and our ministry on Ezekiel 16:44. As is the mother, so is her daughter. And you just write that down and think about it. As is the mother, that's you, mother. And I can use some crazy kind of statement like, as is you, who is you? Did you get that? Think about it. As is the mother, I love it. It says everything within those words. It speaks volumes to you. And like I said last week, we talked about mother and daughter love and what it means and raising up a whole new generation. The word love contains all that we need and all that we desire is inside the word love. But then we also talked about you cannot love someone if you don't love yourself. You can't. You got to love you. You got to appreciate you. You got to know that God created you as a unique individual. You're beautiful. You're smart. You have all that you can desire inside of you. Now, I know sometimes when people talk about a seed, you know, a lot of times, sadly to say, a lot of times in the ministry, people talk about a seed there in reference to money. I haven't found in the Bible yet where it says money seed. And I'm not a Bible scholar, so you Bible scholars out there, don't, as Hagin say, don't knock me down. Because I'm not trying to be that. I'm just studying the word as I need it. So we each are unique. But I've never heard of seed money. But what I did get was the word is a seed. And you came here with a seed inside of you. And you know, when people talk about planting a seed in good ground, what's the ground? The earth. It's you. You made up. He said, I picked up the dirt, the clay, and I molded. He tells you, you're the earth. So when we, even if you look at dry skin, and you take that little scraper and you scrape the dry skin off of your heel, you see how powdery that is? It's the earth. It's the dust. It will blow into dust. So that seed is God's word that's planted inside of you. When you came here, you came with the seed inside of you. You had a seed, God's word, the seed, God's love, the seed, God's faith, the seed, God's trust. Everything you need is inside of you. Trying to find it through another person. We all have someone that we call our friend, but they don't have your answer. I don't have your answer. No one else has your answer. You have your answers inside of you. And the more you talk to other people, the more confusing that you get. Because then now you got your inner conversation going on, that ongoing conversation in your head that just keeps talking and talking and talking and talking. You got two dialogues going on, good and bad, and then that's not good enough. You got to call your friend. Well, girl, what you think? And then, well, you know, and then you call somebody else. Girl, what you think? And now you got all these opinions, and then if you don't do what one say, but seem like you're doing what the others say, someone is angry, and now you got a mess. I tried to tell her she didn't listen to me, but you told her, and then she did it. So you know what? Don't ask me. If you don't want my opinion, just don't ask me. But now we got what? Conflict. But that's the Holy Spirit. And that's what we have to do as mothers. We're given us an assignment. An assignment to nurture and raise up another human being, another young lady that will produce 9 times out of 10 another human being. And we have to make sure that this daughter has the very best. And how do we do that? We have got to go to the source. We got to go to the designer. You didn't create it. You don't know all about it. Anything that you didn't create, you don't own. So you need to get that. Anything that you didn't create, you don't own. But see, sometimes as mothers, we think because we had the baby passed through, you didn't create that. You don't even have a clue what's going on. All you know is your stomach started growing and people say, well, you got a baby in you. How did that happen? I don't know. People think, well, because she, you know, her and her husband got together and then all of a sudden the seed was planted. That's the concept. But one thing we do know, for sure, the mother is having the baby. That we know. So there's a great responsibility that comes with that. And how do you get that? How do you get it? You got to go to the source. You got to go to the person that creates. You got to go back to the Heavenly Father. Father, what do you want me to do? I have this child. Help me. But we got to do what? We got to work on ourselves. That's why it's so important, because when we have young girls that have babies at 12, 13, and 16, can you imagine? They don't have a clue. We don't have a clue. I was 21 and a half when I had Angie. I had no clue. I couldn't even imagine a baby coming out of me. That was my whole fear the whole time I was pregnant. What? How is this going to happen? I couldn't even imagine, because I wasn't educated in that way. My mother never taught me that. So I had to get books, and I had to start reading, and I had to start, you know, trying to figure it out. And I was like, Lord, how is this going to happen? A whole baby going to come out of me? You know, sometimes I would just get paralyzed with the thought. How is that going to happen? And to this day, I know it happened. It's just a mystery. I just know, Lord, I don't want to go through that again. Now, that's a selfish thought, but I mean, I'm being honest with you. I was like, whoa, this is something else. But when it's over and the doctor put the baby in your arms, when I looked into her eyes, she looked into mine, straight into my heart, and I knew that I loved that little girl. And I knew she loved me. You see, we know that's the moment. That's why we use our motto as recapture that moment when you first looked in her eyes. That was the moment. That was the moment. So when we talk about mother and daughter faith, you had faith enough to believe God that you were going to have that baby. I had to have faith. Because if I thought about it and the things that I was reading, how the body was going to open up, those things would scare me. So I had to believe God that I was going to be okay. Even though I gained 50-some pounds, I'm here in this, what I call the Coca-Cola bottle shape, just loving me. 21 and a half years old, and all of a sudden I blow up 50-some pounds. Can you believe that? Eating everything that wasn't locked down. Wasn't doing what, just eating. Gaining weight, gaining weight, gaining weight. Until the doctor just said, okay, enough is enough. And put me in the hospital because, you know, you're 2 weeks late and I don't know what's going on. Too much fluid, just a mess. And I had to trust God. I had to trust God. And I had to believe God that I was going to be okay and that the baby was going to be okay. Of course, I didn't know what I was having. See, God intended for me to have a girl because I needed to have the experience of mother and daughter. It's always a plan. There's a plan. He didn't just put us on this earth without a design plan. Every daughter you have is a design plan. You have to look within that plan and say, okay, God. Because if you look at each child, there's a different personality. Some people say, this girl is so different from my oldest daughter was calm. I just heard someone told me that this week. Dr. Fletcher, I'm going to have to call you because I tell you, this girl is so different from my own. Oldest one's going to college now. It's the first year, and she is challenging to me. I said, well, think about it. She's probably the most like you in personality. She looked at me, she said, yeah, you're right. I said, yeah. Because see, when we see our old self, we know, we recognize. Sometimes we try to ignore it like we don't know what we're talking about, what's going on. But they'll challenge you. I said, your mother probably told you, just wait until you have one of your own. How many times have you heard that? And I pray that she's just like you. She said, that's exactly what my brother said. I said, see, this is nothing new. You all know this. So that's why we have to have faith. That's why we have to be in love. That's why we have to trust God in order to get through it. Sometimes when they go off to college, you'd be like, phew. I remember when Angie graduated from high school. I mean, when she marched down there, it's just like 100 pounds lift off of one shoulder and 100 pounds lift off the other. It's just like I was free. And not free of her, but I was so I was praying and asking God that she make it through, that she didn't get pregnant. You know how we do, mothers. We just praying that they just don't make a mistake. And I said, Lord, she made it. That was just the beginning. Because you're going to be mother for the rest of your life. But that, I had gotten to that point, and I started crying. What a relief. Oh, we didn't have to go through, because I did not want her to have to be a teen mother. I was talking, I was teaching, I was praying, I was believing. And that's what we have to do through everything. We've got to talk to God. We got to ask God for help. And we got to know, he'll tell us, the Holy Spirit will tell us what to say, where to be, when it's the right time. So when I think about love and I think about trust and faith, I know that there are things that goes along with that in my mind. One being that you can't teach someone something that you don't know. And you can't give someone something that you don't have. And you can't love someone more than you love yourself. And you can't trust someone if you don't trust yourself. And you can't have faith in someone if you don't have faith in yourself. See, you've got to believe in order to show your daughter that you believe. Because when you say something, if you tell her, this is what I'm going to do, or this is, let's use a different example. This is what we're going to believe God for. And you say, we're going to believe God for this. And it happened. You've just demonstrated to your daughter, I have faith. I have faith in God. You see, we trusted God, we believe God, and it manifests. Now that is something that's going to stick in that daughter's mind. Whenever she needs anything, see, start off with as a little girl. Don't wait till she get 12, 13, 14. Start with a little girl. Three, you know, she's, I want so and so and so. Okay, we're going to believe God for what? Are we going to believe God? Yes. Now you planted what? A seed from you to her. Because God has already planted his seed in you. Now you got to transfer. See, we made into the image. We got to transfer seeds over to our children. And then she says, you know what, Mommy? I'm believing God. I'm believing God. I'll never forget the time when Angie was asking for a car. She was asking for a car. And I said, Lord, you know, how are we going to get her a car? Because, you know, the insurance had just went up and it was just ridiculous, and she wanted a car, and I was trying to think, okay, I'm not going to tell her I'm going to get a car because I just don't believe in just buying a car. She's going to have to do something to help pay for this car. Okay, Lord, you're going to help me. Show me what we need to do. So one day I walked into her room, and she was standing in the window. And when I walked in, she was so full. Her body was in the room, but her spirit was projecting way out, and I thought, oh, my God. I said, what's wrong? I knew something was going on. And she said, well, Mama, she said, I was just standing here, and I was just telling God, I said, God, I'm not going to ask you for a car again. I'm not going to pray for a car again. She said, I'm going to pray for other people. That's what I'm going to do. I'll never forget that. And it blessed me. Because I learned from that. And I said, wow, He said, yeah, I'm just going to pray for other people because there are other people out there that need things more than I do. I said, Angie, you know what? The Lord's going to honor that. It wasn't a week later. A friend of mine called and said her sister was selling her car. And she said, didn't Angie want a Ferrero, whatever it is, a little mini car? And I said, yes. It was the same color, red, everything that she wanted. And I said to her, okay, we'll get the car. We'll pay the insurance, but you make the payment. Just gotten a little job at the ice cream shop. And I went to the bank, and I got a payment at $99. I worked at the bank, of course, and I made sure that the payments was low enough. We paid enough on it so that it would be low enough that she could handle it. But all she knew, she had to pay $99, and that was her payment. And she never missed the payment. I said, if you miss the payment, then I'm going to take the car back. Because what? She had to learn. And she got it through faith. We talk about that. We have got to believe it in. You're not going to get it unless you believe God, unless you have faith. Nothing. You can receive nothing unless you believe God. And we yet, I can say for myself, I have gone through so much. And once it gets so hard and stinged up, beat up, bruised up, mentally, physically, then I said, oh, Lord, I knew better. You know, I wasn't believing. I was trying to do something. It's so easy for us to get into, because that's what the enemy does. He keeps telling you, you need to do this, and you need to, this is what you need to do. And then all of a sudden we get caught up in that conversation. And once he gets you into that conversation, like I tell you, if you get into a conversation with Satan, you will lose. You will lose. Because that's not where your strength is. Your strength is in the Word of God. It's in the Word of God. And that's why when we call on Jesus, you know, it takes us a while sometimes. But, you know, he's just waiting on us. You know, people come, I'm waiting on God. No. God is waiting on you to realize. He's waiting on you to realize that you already have it. And then once you realize you already have it, then he realized that you realize that you believe you already have it. So you got to believe it when you realize it in order for it to manifest. He says, I give every man the same measure of faith. And I used to say, why is it that it seems like Kenneth Copeland and Creflo and Jesse and you could go on George, why does it seem like they got more faith or they things are activating and working for them? You know, see, you ain't supposed to do that, you know? I mean, it ain't. That's right. You're not supposed to do it. But that's what we do. The only difference is if you listen to all of them, it's when they surrendered and when they got tired and when they just said, I give up. Shoot, this ain't worth it, you know? It's when the faith kicked in, when they cried out, I need some help. Lord, can you help me? And there's two things that helped me when I heard those things. One being, I can't go to the Father without going through the Son. I mean, it's plain, it's written. Anything that's written, if you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if it's written, then that's what it is. That's what it is. It ain't no, don't change it. It is written. That means you have full permission. You don't have to ask. Just believe. Just believe what the Word says. So I know I can't go to the Father. How am I going to go to God without through Jesus? He said, you can't go. He's not going to hear you except you mention my name. You can go talking to God all you want to. Who do you think you are? You can't get to God. He's not going to hear you. That goes against the truth. You got to say, Father, I come in the name of Jesus. Okay, now I hear you. Okay. And then you can't receive anything without faith. You've got to have faith, mother. You can cry, and Lord knows I have. You can have a tantrum. You can talk to God 24 hours a day, even in the name of Jesus. He hears you, but he can't move. He can't move. He cannot move on your behalf until you have faith. He said, faith. It is written. You have to have faith in order to move me. Now, when I know you have faith, I move. He has to move, or he would be a liar, and he's not a liar, so he will move. So if you don't do or know or remember anything else, those two things, I got to go through the sun. Got to have faith to get the desires of my heart. And you can simply go to Mark 11, 23 and 24 and read it for yourself. You don't have to know the whole Bible. God said, I wrote it on your heart. Anything you need, you better believe it's right in your heart. But if you get Mark 11, 23, 24, and just hold on to that, Galatians, I think it's 4:19, all your needs are met. See, some things, you just hold on to a couple things. Just build your faith in that. So every day I'm getting up, I'm reading Mark 11, 23, and 24. Galatians 4:19. I think it's 4:19. I want to make sure. But just hold on to a couple things. And then what happens? It builds your faith. You stop believing. If he said it, it's done. He says what? By his stripes, you're healed. Okay, he said you were healed. So if I were healed, that means I'm healed now, and then you believe it. He says what? Faith come by hearing. You got to hear it. 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 You can't hear it one time and think that's it. Why do you think we get up on Saturday mornings and we're talking to mothers and daughters? And it may seem redundant. Sometimes I say, Lord, it seems like we're saying the same thing. You know, they're not getting it. So that's why sometimes a pastor will get on one thing and will teach it for a year. Because what? The Lord wants you to get that. And mothers and daughters, he wants you to get that you came here, you were born out of love, and you need to get that. Once you get it, there will be no mother and daughter conflict. Because there's an order. And that's why God says, honor thy mother and thy father, so that your days will be longer. He tells you that. And you can't honor someone don't love. Not going to happen. But mothers, I always say, did you put enough love in to receive the honor? Because God always also said, honor thy children. Don't provoke your children. Maybe you want to look at it one way, but you can't revoke the children. Did you put enough love and trust in for them to have faith enough in you who you are? So, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm sure I got.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher.
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
How are you? I'm good. Thank you. I'm good. You know, Dr. Fletcher, you said so much this morning with regards to how important it is that we have faith in order to be the best mothers that we can to our children. And not only do we have to teach them to have faith, we have to demonstrate what we're telling them to do. There's a common theme that goes on in my mind when I think about that word faith. And there's a thing that goes on in my mind when I think about faith and what I tell our students, in that, you know, if you don't teach your children and do what you say, your children will, number one, look at you as a hypocrite. And then number two, if you run around not knowing what to do when life happens. When life really happens, they're not going to know what to do. They're not going to know to go to the Father and trust beyond what they see. And in this thing called life, God told me in church one Sunday when Keith was diagnosed with cancer, he said, you can believe with him, but you cannot believe for him. And so if I had neglected to teach my children to have faith in something beyond, and for me as God, beyond themselves, this thing that Keith is going through, he would not be able to go through this thing the way he's going through, this thing with Thanksgiving. Is he thanking him for the cancer? Absolutely not. But he said, thank him in all things, not for the thing, but in it all. And I'm just so glad. You know, and my sons used to tell me all the time that when they were kids and how I would, and they remind me all the time of how I used to be so hard on them with regards to not babying them when they had to go through life or when they had to get their immunization and shots and stuff like that, and how I wouldn't baby them. Because, see, now my son is facing something where he has to have faith for himself. And mothers, when we neglect to teach our children to have faith in something bigger than themselves, they're not going to be able to have that emotional intelligence that they need and be able to walk this thing out and go through it. Because there ain't no way around it, above it, or under it. You got to walk through it if you're going to stand. And when mothers neglect to do their job, and teaching their children to stand and believe in something bigger than themselves, we do them a disservice. Mm. And we have a bunch of babies on our hands, even when they're adults.
And you know what?
Am I not a mother that's concerned about my son in all of this? Absolutely. I'm always a mother first. But he has given me permission to not worry about him, because he simply said, Mom, I don't want you to stop your life for this. Do what you need to do. I got God and I got the nurses. So that comes out of that faith that I initially attempted to teach him, and he branched out and did the rest with believing for himself. He's having a little rough time right now, but I know God is able, and he knows God is able, and that's the faith. Because he knows, and because I know, I'm able to trust God with anything he has to go through.
Awesome. Yeah.
And that's my take on it, Dr. Fletcher. We got to teach our children to stand on something outside of us and outside of themselves. Because we're not going to always be able to comfort them. Only the Father can comfort them when life happens. We can be there, but some things, it's just going to take God and Jesus. It's just going to take God and Jesus, baby. And mothers, yeah. I encourage you, I urge you to do that for your children.
And see, Cynthia, you're not just talking about something that you heard. You're talking about something that you know. And see,
absolutely.
So many mothers and daughters out here are going through, you know, you may look at it and say, you know, my daughter's going through this, this, and this. But you got to believe it through. You got to stand on it regardless of what it is. If it is a toenail, if she trips a toenail, he said what? He got the angels to keep you from dashing your feet against the stone. So God cares about all of it. But what I heard when you were talking, it came up in my spirit that if we don't teach our children how to go to God at such a time as this, Satan could have stole your son because he wasn't prepared. He didn't know. That's how he steals our children, because they don't have the weapon. But the one
Absolutely.
Thing that stood out in my mind that I'll never forget, It's when Keith told you, Mama, when you don't know what to do, you follow my lead. Now, that I'll never forget that. That is the most powerful thing. Follow my lead. Because mothers, you know, we don't want to fall apart. But, my God, you know how it is with your child. You put your child in a situation, you can't do nothing but trust God. That's all you can do.
And that's all I can do, Dr. Fletcher. I got to trust God in all of this.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do, any of us. And if you don't have that, and it's better to know that he's telling you, you know, don't come around me crying. Don't come around me pitying. Don't come around me talking doubt. Don't come around me with negative energy. When you walk in my presence, you do what I do. I spoke to him this week, and I could tell he was tired, and I told him, I said, I just want you to know that I love you and that I know I'm believing with you. I'm putting my faith beside yours, and I'm believing that all is well. Thank you, Dr. Fletcher. I mean, he's always so positive. God has got something mighty for him to do. He's got to tell the story. How he stood, and I mean, it's amazing. And it doesn't make us perfect mothers, but when you look back at it, something in you, probably from your grandmother, because you was raised by your grandmother, something in you that told you take them kids to church. Teach them about God, even when we was in our crazy mess, we still went to church, you know?
Yeah.
And all that, all of that gave him. He heard
and you know what, Doctor? I'm sorry. And you know what, Dr. Fletcher, I don't ever remember my grandmother going to church, but she made sure that we went. Mm-hmm. And I know my grandmother was a woman of faith because of the words that came out of her mouth. But I don't remember my grandmother ever going to church with us. But she made sure we went with the neighbors. We didn't have cars when we were growing up because my grandparents, my grandfather did drive. But I don't remember ever having but one car. When we got to Florida, I was 5 years old when we moved here. And when we got to Florida, we never had a car. And I remember my grandmother making sure that we went to church with our neighbors. I can't ever remember them going to church, but I know that my grandmother was a mother of personal faith because of who she was and who she displayed herself to be with just trusting God in every situation. You know, it looked crazy oftentimes when we were growing up. We didn't have food. We got welfare, blase, blase. But I tell you what, it worked for her. Because she stretched everything and shared everything with the community.
But see, that's a misconception. People think you have to go in a building to go get God. God is in you.
Amen.
See, you have to go in a building. It's okay to go fellowship. Some people need to go in that building because that's what they need. I don't have to go to a building.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm saying you don't know what happened in her life that she chose, God, you and I are going to be private. And maybe he told her that. As long as the fruits of her labor produced into you guys, it had to. And it's producing right now in Key. You see?
Yes, ma'am.
And we got to stop trying to set up a scenario, and if you don't go through this, then you ain't that. All you got to do is go through Jesus, and all the rest of it is okay, and you have faith to believe that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. It's okay. It's just that, you know, it starts because he says it starts in the house. And then when you mature, because he says faith comes by hearing. But when you mature, you know you ain't got to knock the door down every Sunday. Or you know, because you know otherwise some people won't even hear unless they went. Or either speak unless they went. But my grandmother couldn't read or write. And so she made sure that what we needed to hear, because she didn't read the Bible. She made sure we went. I'm only making assumptions here, to get the word, because she didn't read or write.
Mm-hmm.
And so it started in the house for us. Well, I went to church for years and was a hot mess. I was in my 30s before I really accepted Christ. And I had been a churchgoer as long as I can remember, Dr. Fletcher. So we want to make sure that our audience understand that it starts in the house. But by that same token, when you're mature, you know you ain't got to knock the door down and be there every Sunday, Thursday, Wednesday, whenever they, because a lot of the churches nowadays, that there's so much going on that you spend more time there than you do in your own house. But that's maturity, and that's how, that's why you have to study for yourself to know when to do what. You understand? You got to know when you need to be up in there. Because when life happens, it ain't the time to shrink back. That's the time, especially when you're struggling to stay in faith. You know, there's a time for, and that's why God says there's a time for everything, Dr. Fletcher. There's a time for everything. There's a time to plant your foot in that door so you get the basics so you can grow from there.
And you know, when I look back at it and to mothers and daughters, and I say to you, you said something when you said that it starts in the house, because what I tell mothers and daughters, you don't have the room, or I want to say the right word. It's a word I usually went right out. But you don't have the right to disconnect, because when it boils down to it, all these friends out here, all your church members, when you are in that hospital, when you are sick, yeah, they may come to you for the first week or so. They'll call, but you stay sick too long. You'll end up with just your mama and your daddy and your close family friends. So right now, I know in my heart, I'm like, I want to connect to my family, because those are the ones that's going to be there. You know, everybody else can say, you know, they ask, "Hi, so-and-so doing? Oh, I haven't heard from them." Oh, they'll act as if they care. But nothing, no one is going to stand for you like your mother or your daughter, your father or that son. Nobody else can do it. And you got to have them to know that you know that you know that you know that when you walk in that room with Keith, he knows that you love him. He knows that you are standing with him. See, that gives him strength. And when you walk in, God just walked in the room. You understand? So, I don't know if she may have gotten cut off. But
I'm here.
That's what we have to know. We have to be godly mothers. Let our kids know, here come my love, here come my trust, and here come my faith in her, and through her, you know, she taught me how to go to the Father. That's all we can do. And then we got to hold on, because it's already
done.
We've got to hold on, Dr. Fletcher.
But see, the thing is, when mothers don't know, don't have the faith, what are they holding on to? See, that's the thing that mothers need to understand. If you haven't taught your child, and I mean, your child may be adults now, and they have to seek it for themselves. That's what God said to me when I was in church that Sunday. You can believe with them, but you can't believe for them. But the problem is when you haven't taught them to the trust in something beyond themselves. And mothers, Dr. Fletcher, and especially me, I'm hard on you. I ain't got nothing but love for you, but I'm hard on you because I know how hard. And we all, and Dr. Fletcher, without a doubt, she's a psychologist for Pete's sake. She knows this thing called life is going to happen. It ain't if it's going to happen; it's when it's going to happen.
Yep.
And so, mothers,
and what
we encourage you to teach
our
children.
What you going to do when it happens?
Come on now. We know life is going to happen. So we're urging you and with a sense of urgency to teach your children to have faith in God because life will happen.
All right. That's our show. Our time is upon us, Cynthia. I'm sorry. You know, God bless
you.
And I'll be right back. They got it. And, hey, faith. Remember that in Jesus' name.
Be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show. Love you. God bless you. Have a great week.